Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Monday, March 7th, 2016. And with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. And how are you, Brian?
I'm good.
Awesome. And and thanks for filling in for me on Friday.
Of course.
You rock. John Martellaro, how are you?
Similarly good.
Excellent. Excellent. That's as it should be. Hey, we have a sponsor this week, and our sponsor is Casper, the mattress company. And it's a company that's near and dear to my heart, or at least to my body, because I do sleep on one of their mattresses every night. So we'll talk about them soon. But before we do that, we should talk about Apple and their, well, I guess...
Vindication at last?
Their vindication at last. Oh, if only. All right. So the multi-year case that has just been going on and on with Apple fighting to get the courts to overturn the ruling that Judge Denise Coate tossed out at everyone. No, tossed out is totally the wrong word. Yeah. Handed down, saying that Apple was actually involved in a conspiracy to fix the price of ebooks. Well, final option to Apple was appeal to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court has said we're not going to hear the case. So that's it. It's over.
Which means that the lower rulings all stand.
Yes, and the lower ruling says that Apple did, in fact, engage in a conspiracy to artificially raise the price of ebooks and engaged in antitrust activities. And so that stands. That's it.
Yeah, unbelievable. Unbelievable to me, who is not an attorney, hasn't played one on TV or on stage. Do we know what the vote was?
I have not seen the vote yet.
Yeah, I haven't either.
But considering the current state
it'd be interesting if it was a 4-4 tie.
Yeah, that's true. Because if it was a 4-4 tie, then they just wouldn't hear the case.
Right. Yeah. Oh, wait, no. Is that how it works? Or is it actually the X amount of justices have to agree to hear it?
I believe its majority has to agree.
If only we had a way of figuring that out.
If only.
How does the Supreme Court... Go ahead and ignore me here.
All right. Well, but while you type away, the big there's many disappointments, but the big disappointment for me was that because the Supreme Court has chosen to not hear the case, we do not get to have a Supreme Court opinion on this, and I think the Supreme Court really did not want to give an opinion.
Well, that's probably the case. And by the way, it's it takes four votes.
Oh, all right. Well, then in that case, they couldn't have had more than three.
Have had more than three. It might have had zero. We don't know as of this talking.
I think the vote, if it went that way, I mean, if it was only one or zero, well, maybe not. Maybe just the fact the Supreme Court declined to hear it should have, in my mind, an impact on Apple's thinking about this. We talked earlier in the staff meeting about Tim Cook's respect for the Supreme Court and the laws. And Martellaro's first law says that you don't change your most heartfelt, deepest personal opinions unless it's altered by a superior, somebody you consider to be a social superior, like when a judge convicts you of drunk driving or something like that. So in this case, Apple has to really think about how they're going to move forward with this. I suspect it'll have an influence on Apple's thinking in the future. I mean, the Supreme Court decision has to weigh on your product team and your attorney team. And so I suspect this will always be in the back of the mind of Apple going forward.
Well,
even if they felt they were justified fully, completely, even if they felt to the bitter end that they were right, they'll have to take this into account.
And I think Apple did think they were in the right all the way to the bitter end.
Yep, yep.
And beyond.
If, so what I said at the staff meeting was not that Apple has great respect for the Supreme Court, which, or Tim Cook has great respect for the Supreme Court, which is probably the case, at least in some ways. I mean, the actual thing you said in the staff meeting was that Tim Cook had respect for judges. And I said that he probably did have respect for judges. And that's slightly separate from
Didn't mean to misinterpret there, Brian.
It's quite right. Secondly, the thing that I'm having to wrap my head around is the fact that Apple, the Supreme Court refusing to hear Apple's appeal means that Apple was guilty.
It means that the consensus of U.S. law, the gist of how laws are being interpreted and the momentum of the of law in the country is maybe at odds with Apple's perception of how things ought to be. Right? I mean, the Supreme Court and federal judges from time to time move along and evolve in their interpretation of laws. And there tends to be current thinking as opposed to, you know, thinking that stays fixed for hundreds of years. And it just could be that this was part and parcel of the contemporary attitude about these affairs on the part of the courts.
Yeah, Apple's guilty. That's the thing. So, and to me, I've been insisting the entire time that Apple is not guilty here, that Judge Cote made a mistake. Mm-hmm. I was confident that the appellate judges, the appeals courts would find in Apple's favor, and that at the very least, if it ended up going to the Supreme Court, that the Supreme Court was likely to find in Apple's favor, because I just could never wrap my head around the DOJ's prosecution in the first place. Well,
neither could I.
And neither could a lot of people, to be fair. But the Supreme Court refusing to hear its appeal, the appeals court upholding most but not all of what Judge Cote ruled, it says that Apple did wrong. And it's hard to wrap my head around still.
Okay, so maybe I can help with that a little bit. The court saying Apple did wrong and then having that upheld is not the same thing as Apple actually did something wrong. Okay? Now, you can do... Okay, so in this case, Apple took action that they defended, I thought, very well, although they've been found guilty. And most people that I spoke with said, yeah, Apple's case is solid. Their arguments are solid. And Apple did not do anything wrong. Judge Cote said they did. And the courts, the appeals courts upheld that. So that means that, yes, Apple is guilty of the charges that the DOJ it's not really even charges because the DOJ can't file criminal charges. So
yeah, it was a civil case.
Yeah, it was a civil case. So yeah, so Apple was found guilty, but that doesn't necessarily mean Apple actually did anything wrong.
I think you're living in denial, sir.
Well, yeah, it does. I'm with Brian on this one, Jeff.
I think the ruling is inappropriate and wrong from Judge Cote all the way up to the appeals court.
Well, I think what I said before applies, that the sense of the courts has changed in such a way that what they consider to be wrong is departed from Apple's traditional feeling. And so if that's the current flavor and feeling of the courts to interpret the law, then Apple has to deal with that fact.
Well, of course, they have to deal with that fact.
And so what we consider to be right and wrong is perhaps subject to the changing times of the courts and the society.
Wow, there's so much effort to try to dance around the fact that Apple is apparently guilty of having done this thing.
No, they are guilty of having done of what they were charged with. And the way the court system works, you can be charged with something, even if you have not done it, and then you can be found guilty or not. And we have case after case after case where people are convicted of something they did not do. And in this case, I think that the Apple should not have been found guilty, but they were. And I'm glad that at least Apple is not in a position where they have to now issue a statement saying, we were guilty, we did all this stuff that was wrong and bad, because I don't think they should have to do that.
Well, it frustrates me to no end, too. It frustrates me that we have a company that is actively destroying the publishing industry, which is Amazon. Mm-hmm. We have a company that was that had 90% control over the ebook market when Apple entered the market. We have a company that was dumping books to maintain that monopoly and extend that monopoly. And Apple is the company that was gone after. I still don't get that. But I don't. I refuse to live in so much denial that I will pretend that Apple is still somehow innocent when all of these judges. And remember, all along, I have consistently said that I didn't understand Judge Coates' ruling because she's a very competent judge. She has an excellent track record. She's a well respected judge.
Well, you're not alone in that confusion.
She was probably, it turned out, she must have been right. That's the thing.
I got to tell you, though, a couple times in the last month, I bought some books from Amazon, and there was a note on the page near where I was going to press buy, and it said, clearly, the publisher has set the price for this book. So maybe Amazon felt some heat in any case.
Well, Amazon did eventually capitulate and agree to an agency pricing structure.
Well, what happened is that the most of the sort of punitive period involved with all these settlements and convictions in Apple's case. Is conviction the right word?
Yes. Let's go with conviction. Case.
That the punitive periods from both the settlement and the ruling against Apple, those have all elapsed. You know, I mean, the Apple's court monitor is gone. Mm-hmm. Apple's restrictions on what kind of deals it can enter are gone. The restrictions on the publishers on what kind of deals they could enter are gone. And Amazon has, in fact, renegotiated, or the publishers have renegotiated new deals in several cases. So by and large, the fallout from this case has already transpired.
Yes. And yeah, so where we are today with the Supreme Court saying they won't hear the case, it leaves us with a symbolic statement, which is that it's okay for Amazon to engage in pricing structures that are very damaging to the market, and that's okay. The government says that's okay.
Yeah, that was okay, but then some of the publishers have been able to renegotiate some of their prices.
Yes, they have
some of their deals. So there you have it.
Yeah. So.
I hope this doesn't end up resulting in Apple blowing off iBooks. I want iBooks. I like iBooks. I think, to me, reading on iBooks is a superior experience. Reading on iBooks on on an iPad is a superior experience to reading on Kindle on the iPad.
Yeah, I'm with you. I would prefer to read in iBooks than in Kindle.
And I very much hope that Apple doesn't, lose interest in iBooks now, especially with the sort of taint hanging over it.
I got to tell you, I prefer Kindle. I believe that's the right way to go in the long run.
What do you mean the right way to go?
I just don't believe that Apple will stay with iBooks forever. I've seen Apple dabble and things come and go. And I've decided not to make a big investment in iBooks.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I stick some PDFs in there, and I use it when somebody, say, mails me a PDF or something like that, and I touch it and drop it into iBooks for easy reading. But I make my purchases on Amazon, and I'm loyal to the Kindle reader.
Wow. I still like you, John. I'm just a little confused.
I like you a little less.
Fit in there.
I like you a little less. I'm going to be honest.
All right. Well, as much as I'd love to keep talking about that, we have a sponsor that I want to talk about. And that sponsor is Casper, the mattress company. And if you're not familiar with them, that only means you don't pay close attention to what I say, because I've talked about them in the past. And they are my favorite mattress maker. I love that they've figured out how to take all the different foam stuff that you put together to make mattresses and do it in a way that's right and that works. So what they did was they figured out how to sandwich together these different types of foam so that you get the right amount of conformity to your body when you lay on the mattress. But you also have the right amount of support so that you don't sink in and end up in this kind of alien face hugger thing with your mattress, and they don't get too hot. So all the things that had kept me away from the foam latex mattresses in the past, not an issue with my Casper mattress. And it's actually, my Casper mattress has helped me improve my sleep patterns. And that's a big, big thing for someone like me who has serious sleep issues. So I am really, really happy with my Casper mattress. I'm also happy with the fact that they charge a much better price than you're going to pay if you went into a store. And they can keep the prices lower because they don't have a showroom. They don't have to keep inventory out at stores. You order directly from them. They ship your mattress to you in a box that's made out of Time Lord technology because it is bigger on the inside. And you pop the mattress out of the box. And 5 minutes later, you can go to bed if you want. It's great.
I have a confession.
Do you have a confession?
Oh, I do. He has one too.
Okay.
I wish that I was in my Casper right now.
Oh,
totally true. Not pandering. Yeah. Totally true. I wish I was lying down and taking a nap in my Casper as we speak.
I totally get that. Maybe one of these days I will actually do the show from my bed.
We could both. It'd be romantic. We could both do the show.
It would be really romantic
from our Casper mattresses. That would be.
That would be romantic. Speaking
of in for news.
Yeah. Speaking of romantic, the price point. I learned my segues from you, Brian.
Excellent.
You can pick up the one that I have, the queen-size mattress, for $850. And if you went to get this in a store, it'd be over $1,000 easy. But $850. Plus, the Casper people love us and they love you. So they gave us a special discount. So what you need to do is go to casper.com/TDO and then use the discount code TDO, and you're going to get $50 off your mattress, and it comes with free shipping. So if you were to get the queen size mattress, that's $800 delivered to your door. If you got the king size mattress, that's $900 delivered to your door. They're just awesome mattresses at an awesome price, and you should really go pick one up because I love mine and I want you to love your beds too. So Casper, thank you for being our sponsor today. Okay. One other thing that I wanted to look at real quick before we wrap up today, and this is the new malware that's shown up for the Mac, and it's called KeyRanger, and that's K-E Ranger. And what this is a ransomware form of malware designed to target the Mac specifically. The ransomware we've seen on Macs in the past, it's it's been malware that's designed to work through other means. Like there was one that went through Safari to get in. And the other big one that was hitting Mac users was through an old version of Synology software for their NAS systems. But this is the first one where it's really targeting the Mac specifically or directly. And it was coming through a version of the Transmission BitTorrent app, which is a legit app that has a signature file from Apple, so Apple developer signed, and it appeared totally fine. But somehow, through the Transmission website, this malware-laden version ended up getting distributed. They have since pulled it, and they released a new version that even has a tool in it that automatically pulls the malware off your computer if you had installed the malware laden version. So that's out there ish. Apple revoked the certificate for the app. So if you installed version 2.9 of Transmission, it will not launch on your computer, which is good. The current version is 2.9.2. That's what you need to go download if you are a Transmission user. Do you guys have anything to add to that, or did I hit it?
Yeah, the point to be made clear is that you have to be using that particular Transmission client before you could possibly have an infected version. So for those of us who don't use that client, we're off the hook.
Right. And if you had never updated to version 2.90, you wouldn't have had a problem. If you have since updated to 2.92, you're fine as well.
So it's a good thing to know about, be aware of. But if you're not using that client, you can cruise on.
Right. The big thing out of this for me really is that someone figured out how to get a malware version of an app to be distributed through a legit source. And the developers apparently didn't even know, because once they found out, they had to pull the app. So the fact that this happened once tells me it could potentially happen again. So we just need to start being a lot more vigilant about the apps we install, even when they come from legit sources.
So when you download these apps, the OS 10 checks the certificate, but it doesn't check the checksum. As I understand it.
Correct.
Because if it had checked the checksum also, it would have caught the fact that the app was signed but had been altered still. I thought signing an app would reveal to the system that the checksum had been altered, but I guess not.
Or somehow they managed to get a new checksum that would validate. But if you checked that checksum against the checksum that the developers were offering, which would have been for the safe version, those wouldn't have matched up. So my guess is that it was a complete recompile with the correct developer certificate to generate a new checksum, so that if Gatekeeper does look at checksums, everything matched up properly.
Wow, that's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah. And interesting that they could insert that new version of the app into the server.
Yeah. I am hoping to get a response from the developers to see if they have figured out how this happened, so that other developers can avoid the same problems.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, we'll see what they say. Hey, we are out of time, so we're going to have to wrap up. Brian, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
It's always great to have you. John, it's always great to have you here, too.
My pleasure.
So thank you.
My pleasure.
Awesome. Listeners, thank you for joining us. Also, head over to casper.com/TDO and then use the discount code TDO to get yourself $50 off a killer mattress. I love my Casper mattress. And even though you can't sleep with me, you can sleep like me and have your own Casper mattress. Go get one today. Thank you for joining us. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.